This is Equestrian Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Gary Holt.
Things ain't what they used to be. What has happened to you and me? Seems like the wheels keep spinning round. We ain't gaining any ground. Let's pack it up and ride till we reach the other side. Peaceful country. Tired of the running, tired of the fighting, tired of the wind and chasing the lightning. Tired of this family place to get lost in. You and me living in peaceful country. In a little cabin we'll go riding, singing to the mountain eagle flying. Out in the open you and me living, running free in peaceful country. That old moon is on the rise. See the starlight in your eyes. Where the lone coyote calls. Beyond the city walls. In the shelter of the pine. With open hearts and minds. Peaceful country. Where the trail and the river crosses. Let's cut back and cut our lawns. Where the mountain snow is flying. Love will keep the fire from dying. Little log cabin we'll go riding. Singing in the mountain eagle flying. Out in the open you and me living. Wild and free in peaceful country. Lost in you and me living in peaceful country. In a log cabin we'll go riding. Singing in the mountain eagle flying. Out in the open you and me living. Wild and free in peaceful country. Wild and free in peaceful country.
You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Before he learned to walk, knew the names of all the broncs before he could even talk. He bought a rig at 17 and drew a bronc from hell. He hit the dust spurring a hard 2 seconds before the bell, but he could ride. Billy could ride, yes he could ride. Billy could ride. When they called his name, he'd wave up to the grandstand and to click his heels together for the show. Then he'd set that horse between his knees and fan him, and he'd holler, let him go. For the bell. He drew a horse called Satan's Pass. When he looked him in the eye, he knew this ride would be his last, and one of them must die. But he would ride. Billy would ride. Lord, he would ride. Billy could ride.
Satan's horse leaped
shoot from the gate, looking halfway to the sky. His scream of rage rang through the night when Billy's birds would fly. Hoof struck thunder from the ground and lightning split the air. Billy couldn't hold his seat, for the devil had set him there that he could ride. Billy could ride, yes he could ride. Lord Billy could ride, and he could ride. Billy could ride, yes he could ride. Lord Billy could ride.
Billy Could Ride by Sisters of the Silver Sage. Donna, Rhonda, and Janet are three of the six daughters of the late Smokey White, fiddle player for Archie Campbell of Hee Haw fame. Their father's passion for the music of the Sons of the Pioneers and Bob Wills' Western Swing was passed on to his daughters, and it's very evident when you listen to the beautiful, close harmony of the sisters. When we come back, we'll talk with the Sisters of the Silver Sage.
That village south of the border, where I left my life, my love, in a chapel there standing alone. With the years I've come to know that I'll never love another. So I'm leaving today, and I'm leaving to stay down in old Mexico. Down in Mexico, a Spanish guitar softly playing, two murmurs of love in the night, from stars in the glow. Down in Mexico, where hand in hand lovers are swaying, and that's where you'll find me, way down there in old Mexico.
Down in Mexico, Sisters of the Silver Sage, and this is a cold enough day today that we might all wish we were down in Mexico. But I have really been looking forward to visiting with these ladies for several weeks. The Sisters of the Silver Sage have received 27 nominations from the Academy of Western Artists. In 2003, Donna's song, He's a Cowboy, was named Western Song of the Year. And in 2004, the Sisters of the Silver Sage were voted the Western Group Duo of the Year. So we'd like to welcome to the program Donna, Rhonda, and Janet. How are you ladies doing?
Hi.
Yeah, we did that in harmony.
That was in harmony. Well, we're excited to have you ladies with us, and appreciate you taking the time to join us on our broadcast today. For our listeners that may not be familiar with you, tell us a little bit, first of all, about where you're from and a little bit about your background.
Well, we're from Maryville, Tennessee, which is about 16 miles southeast of Knoxville in East Tennessee. We're the three surviving sisters of six that my mother and daddy had, and we've sung all of our lives around the kitchen table or wherever we could find a place to sit. Never publicly, though, until about 15 years ago.
Okay. Hey, is this Donna?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let's do this so everybody will know who we're talking with. Can each of you identify yourselves so we'll know who we're speaking with?
Okay, I'm Donna. I'm the oldest of the bunch.
And I'm Rhonda. I'm number four, and I'm right in the middle.
And now I'm the youngest since we lost our baby sister, but I'm the third member of the group, and I sing the tenor.
All right. Well, you ladies look beautiful today, but we just wanted you to identify yourselves so folks could kind of put a name and a voice together on there. So, anyway, Donna, go ahead. And you were talking about you started out singing around the kitchen table. Your dad was known as Smokey White.
Yeah, I'll turn it over to Rhonda here for just a minute.
Yes, she's having to deal with a kitty cat over here.
All right. Okay.
No, Daddy worked with Archie Campbell as a fiddle player for 32 years, and we grew up loving the Sons of the Pioneers. We loved that beautiful Western music. Our father had to play what was commercial because that's how he made his living. At that time, a lot of the mountain music was popular. But he always went back to the Sons of the Pioneers, and that's what he listened to for his own pleasure. And then often he would get to play that as well because he and Luke Brandon, and I'm sure in Nashville everybody remembers Luke Brandon,
right.
And then, of course, Campbell and Hal Duncan, they had a four-part group that sang together for their own pleasure, and then we at their knees learned that music from them, and we just continued on. After Father died, we decided that that's what we would do. We would sing Western music to honor him, and loving it like we did, we recalled all those old beautiful melodies, and then it was just a matter of putting the lyrics to it, because we backed Daddy. We did the backup for him when he sang when we were young, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So when did you ladies start singing backup for him?
Well, actually, I remember.
Day one.
From day one, practically. Donna was the oldest, and she started teaching each one of us siblings harmony. She started out with Judy and Doris Ann, and they had a trio. And then by the time Judy left and got married, they brought me into the mix. And the new sister would have to sing the lead melody of the songs, and then the older sisters would sing the harmonies, because by that time Donna would have taught us how to do that. And then by the time Doris Ann got married, we brought Janet into the mix, and then I got married, and then by that time Doris Ann was back home and writing Jerry Clowery's. They brought more with them. But we always managed to keep a trio going, and then by the time we became the Sisters of the Silver Sage about 15 or 16 years ago, Baby Alice was singing with us, and there were four of us at that time. And
wow.
Then, unfortunately, we started losing sisters also, and but we're still managing to be a trio.
Well, that is fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, you ladies just sound absolutely great together, and I'm going to tell a story in just a little bit about how I first heard of you. But before we do that, I want to play a song, and I think this kind of ties in with your having grown up listening to Western music and Western swing, and it's a song called I'd Like to Be a Cowgirl. So we're going to listen to that in just a minute, and we'll be right back to talk with the Sisters of the Silver Sage on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
I'd like to be a cowgirl riding the rodeo. Fancy vest, leather chaps, and boots with silver toes. I'd like to be a cowgirl. I'd trade my buttons and bows for a name like Annie Oakley that everybody knows. With my lasso quick and heavy, I'd pull that critter down. I'll then slap his hip with a Barcy brand and head on into town. I'd like to be a cowgirl. That's the life that appeals to me. Hoot and a holler, earn my silver dollar, singing yodelady tea. A yodelady, a loo, yodelady, old lady, yodelady tea. A yodelady, a loo, yodelady, old lady, yodelady tea.
I'd like to be a cowgirl, and Rhonda, is there a story that goes along with this song?
Oh, yeah, there is. We had a great time doing that whole album. In fact, Kai Fleming and Mary Ann Kennedy at that time produced that through Gila Monster right there in Nashville, and we were tickle pink. We had more fun doing that album, and I think Kai picked that one out as one she really, really liked. I said, Kai, if I didn't know better, I'd think you wanted to be a cowgirl, and she just grinned. But a great time, just a great time doing that album. In fact, Dave Pomeroy, well-known in Nashville, Joe Spivey, Jelly Roll Johnson. What was the name of the studio that we did that? It's not there anymore.
Lakeshore,
yeah, studio, I think it was, right down there close to Music Row. And we had a fabulous time doing that, just right before, or like,
Lakeside.
It was just right before. In fact, the day that we were getting ready to do the photo shoot for that was when 9/11 happened, and we were down. It was horrifying. It was absolutely horrifying. We never got the photo shoot done for that, but we had the great pleasure of getting to do the Bluebird the night before, and had just got up to get ready for the photo shoot when 9/11 happened that morning. Of course, we were hightailing it back to this end, and the rest is history. But
right.
We just had a great time doing that. It was unfortunate that at the time we didn't get to mark it the way we would like to have done so, but I can call back those memories very quickly about all the good times we had leading up to it. And the Time Jumpers worked with us on that particular album as well. Yeah, the Time Jumpers. You can hear their signature sound there if you ever get to the end of that album.
That's great. That's great. Now, when they worked with you, was who was part of the Time Jumpers at that time?
Hoot Hester, the ones that part of the Time Jumpers that did the that particular song, Little Darlin', was Hoot Hester on the fiddle.
Kenny Sears.
Kenny wasn't on that.
Kenny wasn't on that particular one.
No, and it was Johnny Cox, Andy Reid, and Dennis Couch.
Wow. Wow. Well, they're all fabulous musicians, and what a treat to be able to perform with them and for them to be able to perform with you, I know. So just a great thing. So when you ladies were deciding which direction to go, and I know we've talked about the fact that you grew up with your dad loving Bob Wills and Sons of the Pioneers, did you ever have any thought about going in a different direction more than the Western music? And you definitely have a Western swing sound to most of the music.
Actually, we didn't think about it at all. Not really. It was a natural thing.
There really never was a...
There wasn't a choice.
There wasn't a choice. There wasn't even a thought about doing anything different because that was... It was just part of it.
But at the same time, we did do. We grew up doing Motown.
We could do all the other stuff.
And even today, when we perform, depending on where we are, we will mix in different music.
Things,
we do a lot of big band, 40s and 50s, too.
As far as our piece and what we intend to do, there really wasn't a choice because it was just so much of a part of us that it was just natural to do that. It was the natural thing.
We throw the other stuff in for variety, you know, just for a little spice.
A show and we'll say, do you do this? And we'll say, well, sure. Yeah, we'll go ahead and throw other things in. We do some modern Western stuff. We'll do like
traditional country.
And like I said, big band, 40s and 50s.
We might even do a little Sam Cooke.
Right. Yeah.
Well, now, I'm going to tell you, I've been listening to some of your music, and I can certainly hear a little boogie-woogie bugle boy in there. I don't know if you've done that one or not.
Oh, yes. We sure do.
That's one of the favorites. In fact, the video on our Facebook page has that very song.
That particular tune. We were doing that little restaurant. Mm-hmm. Somebody clipped that in there and threw it on YouTube. We said, how cute. We didn't know that we sounded that good live.
I'm going to check that one out. I love that song, and I could just hear you ladies doing that. I know it would be great. Hey, let me tell you, I first heard about you, and when was it that you did the I'd Like to Be a Cowgirl? When was that, 2001?
That's probably 2001.
Yeah, 2001.
2001. Mm-hmm. That's when we recorded that, and of course, we've done hundreds since then. Donna's probably written and published at least a couple hundred, and or more than that. You've done probably 150 great ones and 50 that are good, very good. And I've got probably about 60 that I've done.
Some that just can't be sung.
That's right.
Some that we can sing and we can't play.
All right. Well, let me tell you, it must have been about that time, 12 years, the CD would have been out. But my youngest brother and his wife had gone to Townsend, Tennessee for a vacation. And when they came back, my brother called me up and he said, you need to come by and listen to these CDs that I picked up. There's some girls up there that are just fantastic, and they're called the Sisters of the Silver Sage. And I came over and listened to the CDs, and I thought, yeah, they're just fantastic. And he was so impressed, and I know I shared this with Donna. He named his farm Silver Sage Farm.
And
he has a gray horse that I'm not sure whether he had named him or not, but he named him Silver Sage. And so,
cool.
you ladies just totally impressed him, and the music was great. And so it was real interesting. Mary Ann Kennedy actually said, Gary said, you need to have those ladies on your show. And I said, well, I just liked their page on Facebook not too long ago, and so I'd love to have them on. And so we're just delighted to have you with us. And, again, we have an audience that is in several foreign countries as well as across the U.S., and we want to expose people to your great music and the great sound that you have. We want to go right now and play a song that's called Seek Higher Ground.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's just a great song. And so you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio. We're talking with the Sisters of the Silver Sage, and we'll be back in just a minute to talk with them some more.
And the storm clouds grow. Hear the cold wind blow. And the lightning flashing, crashing all around. Red-eyed crazy long-horned cattle running. Seek higher ground. When the prairie calls the thunder from the mountain, the cattle lift their heads into the wind, with nostrils flaring wide and tension mounting, and fear as thick as dust upon their skin. A cowboy hears a roll of distant thunder as he rides his lonely watch upon a knoll. He trembles when the heavens split asunder.
Talking with the Sisters of the Silver Sage, and that's Seek Higher Ground, a great song. We want to try to get as much of their music as we can in for you today, because it's great. And, you know, I can just feel myself out on the range enjoying this kind of music. I mean, it's like, you know, where's the campfire and the beans and taters, and let's sit back and enjoy ourselves. Great song, Rhonda, that you wrote.
Donna's,
called He's a Cowboy. And that song was the 2003 Song of the Year with the Western Music Association. That's quite an honor. How did you come about writing that song?
I only remember thinking, I've got to write some songs. We have to sing something, you know. People are asking for original songs, and so I just sat down one night and started out to He's a Cowboy. And then, what kind of a cowboy? A roping, wrangling, riding cowboy, you know.
We found one thing out for sure. You can give Donna any kind of subject matter, and she can write a song about it. In fact, Kai Fleming asked her one time, she said, oh, well, Donna, if that's how you write, can you write me something about, let's see, oh, mimosas. And so Donna said, okay, do you want
Western or country?
She said, do you want Western or do you want it country? And Donna, and she said, oh, let's make it Western. She said, Mimosa Memories. She said, well, what about something that's a little crossover? And Donna came up with the song Mimosa Memories. And, oh, it's just a killer song. And we'll have to get you the rest of the music that Donna's already recorded, because some of her stuff is just not totally Western, but it's kind of crossover Western, kind of like country Western.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
She can write a song about anything. You give her 15 minutes, and she's got you a song cranked out.
We'll try the lounge on there.
All right. And we may have to have you back and put you to the challenge on that sometime, Donna. On there, so that'd be great. But listen, we want to play He's a Cowboy, and this was Song of the Year in 2003 with the American Western Artists Association. So enjoy this, He's a Cowboy.
A one, two, one.
He's a cowboy, herding cowboy. A cowboy's son, he loves this life, he's never gonna change. He rides the trail of the lonesome pine, a spirit sore and free. He hums a tune to the coyote's whine, a prairie melody. He's a cowboy, a real top hand, chasing tumbleweeds across the sand. He's a cowboy, a cattle man, punching cows forever, ain't it grand? Coyote's whine, a prairie melody. He's a cowboy, a real top hand, chasing tumbleweeds across the sand. He's a cowboy, a cattle man, punching cows forever, ain't it grand? Chasing tumbleweeds across the sand.
He's a cowboy, and everybody would like to be a cowboy, I think, at this time of the year. So, ladies, we're so happy to have you on the show. And did you remember any more about how you wrote that one?
No, actually, I wrote it about 10 minutes, and I really didn't even like it because I thought
great.
It was elementary. You know, it just felt, you know. But, you know, once Joe Spivey put those beautiful triple fiddles in there, and, I mean...
It is, and the guitar work was amazing.
We went down there to do just a three-track demo, and Kyle walked in and said, three's not going to get it. Let's just do the whole album. And Joe Spivey just seemed like he was tickled. He said, I'm having a blast. He said, this is like a blast from the past. He said, come on, bring me more. And we did the whole album instead of a three-track demo.
Oh, well, you ladies are great. And let me ask you, where can people buy your music today?
They can buy the music via PayPal, a secure PayPal account on our official website, which is www.sistersofthesilversage.com. They can contact me via Facebook, by telephone, or email.
Or me at Rhonda
or
Whiting.
Rhonda
Whiting.
Facebook account as well.
My stage name is my maiden name, Whiting, W-H-I-T-I-N-G.
Okay. All right. So
either one, so, you know, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So contact you on Facebook. You have a Facebook page for the Sisters of the Silver Sage.
And Donna Guffey. Rhonda Whiting is.
And Rhonda Whiting. And Janet, you're not saying anything.
No, I've actually took a nap, I think.
Little Janet doesn't get to talk.
You know, when you're the, when you're the when the
cover.
Yeah, when you're the youngest, sometimes it's tough. I know. I have a younger brother, and yeah. he still plays that card every now and then. There. So anyway, website is sistersofthesilversage.com, and then you can reach them on Facebook. Great music. You need to pick this up, and make that part of your own collections. Where are you playing now?
We're playing twice a month, the first Saturday and the third Saturday of each month at a little restaurant on Kingston Pike in Knoxville called Big Fatty's. It's a very comfy, cozy, casual type of establishment with fantastic food. And we have a little corner over there that we just sit there for the, 2 to 3 hours and just sing what we want to sing.
Very laid back, great food, just great food. And then we do a lot of private, because of the novelty of Western music, that's a novelty here in bluegrass country, we do a lot of private parties.
Yeah.
As well.
We don't travel much anymore because of health reasons, and we stay pretty close to home, but we do stay busy.
Okay. All right. And so if anybody would like to see about booking you for an engagement, then they can reach out to Donna. I think you handle that.
That's right.
All right. On Facebook or at the website. And
my phone number is 1.
Okay. And you mentioned staying a little closer to home due to health reasons. Rhonda, I know you've been faced with some challenges the last year or so. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with you and how you're doing?
Well, in a nutshell, it's something we didn't expect. I've been working on a nonprofit for a while called Stage 5, trying to bring awareness to advocate changes in policy of how we address our insurance and whether or not holistic care and some alternative treatments for catastrophic illnesses can be addressed. And I had been asking for quite some time for someone to step forward that might have been healed from a catastrophic illness through good nutrition and holistic medicine. And I didn't know it was going to have to be me that steps forward because less than 8 months after I found out I had a low white cell count, it turned out that I was diagnosed with stage 4 squamous cell in my neck, and it had already metastasized into my lymph nodes. So looking at stage 4 and having 8 months to live, I decided that I had to really get really busy doing something about this and do my own medicine. I had 3 sisters who died of cancer and my father as well, and they all had radiation. They all had chemo. So going the nutritional route, I was very, very blessed with finding a wonderful nutritionist out of Atlanta, Georgia. I spent a lot of time with him. We visited, became great friends, and he put me on a protocol that 12 months later, after I was supposed to be dead, I can honestly say that I have not been sick one single day that's caused me to miss work. I've been healthy.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm not saying that I don't have cancer because I still have cancer, but I'm alive and I'm well. And I advocate a healthy, nutritional, a good diet, and if anybody wants to talk about it, they can call me because I've got 5 different people who have contacted me that are now on the protocol that I'm on, and they're all doing well. They're all functioning. They're all working. They're not sick. They don't have stomach tubes. They didn't have to have all their teeth pulled. They didn't have to lose their hair. They didn't have to sign their death warrant. And I'm not saying that those things don't work because they do work, but sometimes there's another way to do it, and that's what I'm trying to advocate right now through Stage 5. It's a group that I'm together to bring awareness to good nutrition and other alternative therapies. But thank you.
Well, we're so happy to hear that you're doing well, and we want to keep you in our prayers. And if people would like to have more information on the protocol that you're on, then they can contact you, I guess, on Facebook or through the website, either one?
Either
one. And you can get to me through Donna or vice versa, but once again, my Facebook is Rhonda Whiting, W-H-I-T-I-N-G.
Okay. All right. So we encourage people to do that. And again, we're just grateful that you're doing well. I know that there was a concert, I believe it was, what, Sunday night?
Yes, it was. Great. It was the turnout was wonderful. We did have a lot of bad weather. A great friend of mine came up with the idea. His name is Danny Hutchins. You folks know him. He's with Charlie Pride's band, and Danny's been a great friend of mine forever. And Danny came to me, and he said, Rhonda, let's have lunch. I met him for lunch. He said, I want to do this concert for you. He said, I'll put the people together that'll get it done, and he did. And then he and Pride had to go, the band had to go to Australia, and they had 16 shows in Australia. Got back December the 2nd, had a show in Oklahoma City on Thursday, and he got snowed in and iced in, and he's still in Oklahoma. Some of the band made it. They got a car, and they kind of winded their way over a day and a half getting back down to Dallas. But Danny wasn't even able to make it in for the concert, but he's supposed to be trying to get out of there today, but he's been holed up there and iced in since. He's trying his best to get in anyway. So I told him, I said, you just be safe. Hold up in the hotel as long as you have to, honey.
There you go.
Danny Hutch was responsible for advocating that concert. It went really, really well. We raised a lot of money for Stage 5, and we'd love for our Nashville friends to get involved with that and help us out with it. Anybody that wants to volunteer, not just to perform, but to even be – I met two great contacts at the concert, one that is a lobbyist in the government, in the Tennessee government, and another one that works for the governor, and they both said, we're on board, because I called out and I challenged folks. I said, let's make it happen. Let's just make it happen. Let's ask for changes in the way insurance goes, because here's the thing. Insurance will pay $1 million for me, and I've got great insurance. They'll pay $1 million for me to die of radiation and chemo or die eventually of cancer, but they won't even pay a dime for me to have nutritional supplements or vitamins that will help me stay at a 7.5 pH. So, you know, the bottom line is we need little new legislation here. If people choose to go the holistic way, we need a little boon for that. We can save
right.
The insurance company a whole lot of money if they'll just let us do this the natural way.
Well, and, you know, people need to get involved, and they can reach out to you through Facebook, as we said before, and on the website, and that is Sisters of the Silver Sage, Rhonda Whiting on Facebook, or Donna Guffey on Facebook, and, you know, we wish you the best. We look forward to hearing you, and we may be trying to reach out and see if we can get you involved in some concerts that are not too far away from East Tennessee. So that would be a lot of fun. And if we do that, we'll let folks know where they can find you in the area. But it's been a pleasure to talk with you ladies. And we look forward to having you back again on the show sometime. Again, prayers going up for your good health, Rhonda, and thanks so much for joining us on the show today. We are going to close out with Texas Cowboys, Always Break Your Heart. And did you write this, Donna?
Yes, Donna, I did. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to ask what the story was behind that. We'll save that one for another time.
A lot of food lines. I'm going to take a water walk past.
Oh, goodness. But anyway, we'll have to have you back to talk about that a little bit more in the future. But thanks again for joining us on the show, and we really enjoyed talking with you ladies. Texas Cowboys, Always Break Your Heart.
Just love them and then leave before.
Texas Cowboys always break your heart. We've enjoyed having the sisters of the Silver Stage on the show with us today. Alan Hill with Backcountry Horsemen of America was to be with us today, but Alan was unable to make that. So we look forward to having the Backcountry Horsemen with us again in the beginning of the new year. We have a special treat for you next week. We'll be bringing you shows. We'll be airing on Tuesday and Thursday of next week. Visiting with Mary Ann Kennedy on Tuesday. She has a great new song for Christmas that we're going to introduce, and we'll be talking with our friends in Germany about the European Championships and find out a little bit about how Christmas is celebrated in Europe. So join us on Tuesday at noon on Equestrian Legacy Radio, and then on Thursday, our regular scheduled time, we'll have some special guests join us. We'll be talking with Linda Grajowski. We'll have some special visitors with us from Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, and we'll talk about how they celebrate Christmas there. And then we'll be joined by our great friends from Horse Trails and Camping Across America. We have some new cowboy poets that we'll be introducing to you. So that will be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of Christmas music and Christmas stories for you as we go into the week just before Christmas. Thanks for listening today on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And remember, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride. Thanks for listening.
Drifting again like an old tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seed. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again. She cut me loose and told me don't come back. Now I'm like a hobo by the railroad track. Drifting again like an old tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seeds. Some someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again. South, east, or west, it don't matter much to me. I guess she wanted me to put down roots, but I just couldn't grow them through these cowboy boots. Drifting again like an old tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seeds. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again. Yes, I'm